Papua New Guinea is being called on to look to how African nations curbed gun violence. PNG has been racked with violent gun crime for many years, with signs in recent times that it's worsening. A conference this week involving the United Nations, the European Union, and PNG police and military in Port Moresby discussed ways to overcome the problem. Our PNG correspondent Scott Waire told Don Wiseman what has come from the conference.
They've decided on setting up something of a council that will be the overarching body looking at gun violence, gun control, and drawing from best practices all over the world. So best practices out of Africa where they've got similar issues like Papua New Guinea where with the use of small arms and light weapons. That is just in draft form yet. It hasn't evolved to a document yet, and that'll be taken to NEC for approval. There's a six-month deadline that they've put to create a working document or some sort of a document that can be viewed by NEC. So that's basically where it's at right now after 3 days of that workshop.
When we talk about best practice, what is best practice? You know, we had weapons disposal bins placed around Bougainville, and there's a big question mark over whether or not that worked. So what do we mean by best practice?
Yeah, so it's a council that looks specifically at guns violence, the importation of guns. The other important thing that has come about from this one is the removal of the role of guns register, a firearms register, from the commissioner and put under this committee, if it comes to that. So it's still in its infancy, it hasn't, but that's one of the suggestions. Now, that suggestion has been drawn from the guns control report, the Singerok report that was written in 2005, 19 years ago, which hasn't really been acted upon. So Major General Singerok, who was there also contributing at the workshop, stated that all of his suggestions have to be reviewed also. And the workshop agreed with that review of the gun control report and to incorporate it in some way or form in another document that will be taken to NEC.
For something like this to work, it's going to need some significant teeth, isn't it? At some point, authorities are going to have to approach people with guns and say, hand them over, aren't they?
Yes. There was a lot of criticism about political will. Now, if you look at the political will over the last 19 years since the gun control report, it hasn't really been there. I mean, there was an initial fire at the beginning with Sir Michael Somare under his government and Birakimi Sopa as police minister asking for this report to be produced. Now, that report was produced. It hasn't been acted upon. And successive governments haven't done anything about it. Now, this particular government, the Marape-Rosso government, has initiated several things. Now, one of those things is changes in legislation and specifying the harshest penalties for illegal weapons, possession of illegal weapons, and that's life imprisonment for anyone found in possession of illegal weapons. But the problem is the enforcement. So the Deputy Prime Minister was also at the closing, and he's stated to the workshop, and senior commanders of the RPNGC and the Defence Force were there as well. So he said, while the government has acted on all of this and changed laws as legislators are supposed to do, the enforcement is still weak. And there has to be this willingness to go out and actually arrest people who are in possession of weapons. Now, it's not difficult to identify them. It's all over social media. It's just there's been no will to go out and arrest them. There's also, I did a separate interview with the Deputy Prime Minister. He talked about the PNG's intelligence capacity that was neglected over some 20 years. So government's putting money into the intelligence sector. And the Deputy Prime Minister has been meeting with the Police Minister and the Defence Minister. Has been meeting with Defence Police and the National Intelligence Organisation to improve their capacities so that they're able to better identify and pass on that information to people who can actually go out and arrest them.